Thank you all for coming, and welcome to the Serenity Learning Center today. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Richard Leach, and I'll be your pilot. I mean your healer or therapist. I want to introduce you to some extraordinary concepts that hopefully will change your life, at least change the way you see your health. First of all, I'll explain that the name of the seminar, Self-Empowered Health, is actually a misnomer, and it just seems too commonplace. So one of the things that I want to explain is that this is more about self-empowered remission from any kind of pain or disorder. I'm going to introduce to you a part of my 10-year journey of discovery into the spiritual mechanics and criteria of health. And really, in an outcome today, I would be very pleased if we all left here with eyes wide open and seeing a very different way of how our health and our life interact together in such a way that it would empower us to take charge of our life in order to regain and maintain the best of health. So what I'm going to start with is just a few interesting pieces of information to think about. I want to talk about the fact that there's many different healing modalities. We call them under the name of conventional or alternative or complementary. I have to tell you that I have a personal pet peeve with the name alternative medicine because it sets us all up for conflict in an arena where we should all be aligned, and we should be aligned in a way that is totally the team focused and working together in the aid of your health and your enjoyment of life. But as we start to look at this arena, even if we call everything complementary therapies, and I would call conventional medicine a complementary therapy as well, actually, but as we start to look at everything as a complementary therapy, team of network of people with different types of things that can help you and build your health, they're all not that different. All of the conventional and alternative medical approaches are all focused in a very physical orientation. It's a physical orientation in that it looks at life as always having a physical cause. You know, we're grown up with the ideal that if we can touch it and feel it and test it and measure it, it's real. And if you can't physically measure it, then it's unreal. Well, that's not entirely true. While we've grown up with this idea and it infiltrates not only conventional medicine, because we're body mechanics now and we can rebuild them, it actually goes to a place that says that every alternative practitioner, while we might pay lip service to the ideals of looking for a cause, we always come back to looking for physical cause, and we all have our bag of tricks of physical interventions. And it doesn't matter whether it's acupuncture or aromatherapy massage or reflexology or herbalism or pharmaceuticals or surgery or energy work in that we do energy work. That is all physical intervention to a physical cause. We're all fixated, just like a regular doctor, on, oh, you have a sore shoulder? Well, hey, we know just what to do with a sore shoulder. We'll massage it, we'll give it pain or muscle relaxant medication. We'll physically intervene. We'll give that energy in physical intervention to relax that area and ease that pain, take that pain away. But the pain will come back. This is why people are literally on pharmaceuticals till the day they die. Because if you take the pharmaceutical away, which is the constant physical intervention, that pain will come back. There is a cause causing that pain to come back. So I'm pointing out that while we are all seemingly different when we talk about complementary, alternative, and conventional therapies, we're really today all the same. Physically focused with a physical intervention, thinking that everything came from a physical cause. And that's not true. What is true about bioenergy therapy, by the way, is that we have moved from that realm of looking at physical cause. And we say that there is always a physical catalyst, but the cause has already unlocked the body sometime prior to catalyst. And when that physical catalyst hits, that's when the cause is allowed to manufacture a disorder or pain. So we've actually created the analytical way of looking at cause and how that cause is enacted and a way to remove that cause. while all of our medical knowledge seems to be focused on physical things, we're looking for the life things that actually cause disorder and pain. And this is quite different. You know, when you think of medicine, the medicine looks at it as you have a physical body and your emotions. And if you have some emotional problem, we'll send you to the shrink. And never the two will meet. If it's a physical pain, well, we'll work on the physical pain here in medicine. So this is where it doesn't seem to work out, because you have a body, mind, spirit. And that's the physical, the mental, and the emotional state of being. That's a divine trilogy. And that divine trilogy is always bound together. Medicine would have it taken apart. So if medicine takes that divine trilogy apart and says, we'll work on the body and somebody else will work on a mind and emotion, you have a problem. The major problem is the fact that wherever you find physical pain, you'll find the cause in the other side of the trilogy. What I'm saying is that if there's emotional pain, there'll be a physical or a mental trauma. If there is a mental upset or pain, there will be an emotional or a physical trauma. If there's a physical pain, there will be an emotional or a mental trauma. That means that always the cause is enacted in the opposite side of the trilogy. And that's a key to the truth behind disorder, and a very keen look at what we do. Because really, we've evolved from energy intervention to be much more. We've evolved to look at the history of a person. And this isn't psychology, by the way. This is a spiritual counsel. This is looking at the history of a person and saying, what's happened? What has made the soul so unhappy here? What we do is more about life coaching. It's like an athlete is in training and is going to have a coach. The coach is going to constantly remind him stuff, bring new facts to the party. But coaching is to figure out what is going wrong. Why aren't you getting that extra speed in your stride? Why aren't you getting well? And that part of it is a development along a spiritual line. And we can actually look in a very analytical process, and I talk to people at shows about this, that we use biosymbiology and we use karmic DNA. We're going to discuss this all later. And we use your own stress history to zero in on the real cause behind any disorder. And that makes it very effective. Because the important thing to really recognize is that I've learned that disorder and disease and pain is never just a broken body part. It is actually enacted with purpose, reason to your life. It is your life reflecting back into the body. And it has sanctioned to be there because it has purpose. So there's far more underpinning everything that's going on in this world, and everything has purpose and reason. That as much as we want to point to, oh, I must have turned in the night and twisted, or I fell, or, oh, this darn viral infection hit me, those things are physical catalysts, not causes for disorder. You have to be unlocked first. I'm going to show you that today. And the cause that we're constantly considering is somewhere else. And it has to be in what we think. It's a very interesting ideal when you think about it, that what we're doing here in this life is a spiritual life. Even if you don't think it's spiritual, it's a spiritual experience for the soul to have. And it has to deal with concordance with spiritual ideals and laws. And when we move through life in different ways, we're actually having the experience of pure potential to make that happen. If those experiences turn out difficult or bad for whatever reason, we actually experience the perception of that, and that perception reflects into the body. We're talking about how our consciousness interacts with our physical life and shows us a communication that actually teaches us what's going on. It gives us intuitive communication in our body, whether it's a twitch or a rubber knee or a pain, there is communication constantly going on in the body. I would tell you that the reason for this is that the physical body in itself from day one is a symptom. Your physical body is a symptom of consciousness. When you were born, that consciousness was made manifest into this dimension. So your soul consciousness is your body. Some spiritual ideals say the body is your temple. Well, yeah, it's actually the physical manifestation of soul consciousness. And that means that everything you think and say and do after that moment of birth becomes an addendum change to the physical body, for good or ill. The most profound example of this came into my office a week ago. And it was a person coming in for an entirely different reason, but during the initial review of her health history, etc., as we went through that startup fact-finding mission, I discovered that she had written that she'd lost the hearing in her right ear 16 years ago. And I explored that. In about 10 minutes, I'd found the reason she'd lost that hearing. And interestingly enough, the lifetime reason behind that loss of hearing was actually resolved 4 years later. So she has been deaf in her right ear, and no medical situation has been able to resolve it or even figure it out. But she's been deaf in her right ear for all this time, and when I brought this to her attention, inside of 10 minutes, the discovery of this truth and the recognition brought her hearing back. And her hearing has been clear as a bell, better than her supposed good ear ever since. It's a fascinating thing we do that seems to cross the bounds of some scientific belief. See, doctors often see this conundrum of spontaneous remission, unforeseen and unexplainable withdrawal of a disease. Now, how does that work? When he tells a client that they have 2 years to live, that client probably has two options. The client goes home and waits to die, or that client goes home saying, "Oh my God, only 2 years. What am I doing? All I wanted to do in life, all the things I really wanted to have, to try, to go to places, and I'm stuck in this go-nowhere job. This boss is always on my neck. I have this relationship that I don't feel loved, I don't feel cared for. We're always fighting." We start looking around at our life at all the things that upset us and likely are to take a shot and blast them all, literally, changing everything. Well, you know, if you only had 2 years to live, you're certainly not going to go and work under the tyranny of a boss. And if you only have 2 years to live, why would you live it with someone who is totally at odds with you and giving you all kinds of anger? Now, it could be that they might ease up on you, but you start to change things. Now, lo and behold, in that blast away at taking out everything that ever bothered you and starting to live your life for you and what you feel you want, what you love to do for the last 2 years, within a few months, the doctor's saying, "Well, geez, recent tests say that it's in remission. You can live for 20 years. Who knows? Come back in 6 months and we'll check again and see if it's back." Now, what was spontaneous about that is that everything the person changed in their life was done intuitively against likes, dislikes, and wants and desires. Knowing that, hey, the jig is up, and if all you have is 2 years, you want to do as much as you can in 2 years, and you only want to do it happy. Well, isn't that interesting? That all of a sudden you could live forever in that circumstance. All life has reason, good, bad, or indifferent, and the truth of that reason is the sanction for health or disease. What we do, instead of taking that proverbial shotgun out and blowing your life up, we go in with pretty surgical accuracy to find what the reason for a certain kind of disorder is, to pluck out the things that are really bothering you and show you different ways of doing them or perceiving them so that you can find the power to resolve pain and disorder. When you discover the reason for disorder, you can affect the change. You can effectively remove it with purposeful reason. If you change that reason, if you find the reason for disorder and you change it and you remove it, you literally take away the purpose for that disorder, it must then withdraw. Now, If you work hard to find that reason and resolve that reason in sessions with somebody like Rose or I, you have just created spontaneous remission.